Okay, so this is a focus group about the kind of like target audience of Diet Coke. So what we've done is we've put together two Word documents which we've got, and we're just kind of go through the different points and kind of talk about it a little bit. So I'll start. So one of the things which I found so nowadays is a lot more people are kind of concerned about their health and kind of fitness. So they try and keep healthy and fit a lot more than, what they may used to have kind of been, because they're a lot more aware of the issues of having bad health is kind of thing. So a lot of Diet Coke's kind of target audience now and kind of who they want to aim their product towards is those sorts of people, because I think just the word diet, to be honest, as well, that's kind of like a triggering factor for some people, because it's like, it sounds like a healthier alternative.
Yeah, as you were saying, like the diet thing really can put like you can put people on it or it can put people off. It's very diverse. It works in both ways. It doesn't really just stick to one group.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I say. But we also looked at the target audience for Diet Coke and around like the age group of whatnot. And what we found was it's between the age of 18 to 34 year olds. So I just justified it, put it to 20 to 35, but yeah, around those ages. And we also looked at some advertisements to prove well what sort of gender it more so like falls towards,
Yeah.
seeing as so there was this one advert that was released in 1994 called Diet Coke Break. And what happened in this one, it's just a bunch of women ogling over one man, because at 11:30 every day he goes and drinks Diet Coke, takes his shirt off, etc.
Yeah.
But it shows that the Diet Coke is very all of the advertisement in itself is very sexualized.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where you can kind of see the difference between their target audience now and what it used to be. Because the, for example, one of the most recent Diet Coke adverts, I think it's called Just Because. That one shows, that's not sexualizing any specific gender in any way. It's just kind of showing people being happy. Which I think can kind of tie in with the fact that now it's more targeted towards both genders, in for kind of more health and kind of fitness reasons. Because a lot of people, they like fizzy drinks, but kind of don't want to do it because of the amount of sugar and other stuff they put in it, kind of thing.
Yeah, well, obviously, just because a man drinks Diet Coke doesn't mean he's going to look like the guy in the advert, but this can put the
Yeah.
idea in some people's heads.
Yeah, it plants the idea.
But yeah, that is what we do find with a lot of the reviews on these sorts of advertisements, just because people are looking at them thinking, oh yeah, my husband will be like
Yeah.
that if I drink, or if he drinks Diet Coke, or they'll find a man like that if they drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so also, we looked at so the like age demographic is really wide. So as I said, they're 18 to 34, but it's more so targeted towards young people, I'd say, because I don't really it's more like a guilty pleasure when you're at the age of like 34, whereas at a
Yeah.
young age you can drink it a lot.
Yeah, it's more of a often kind of thing when you're younger, I feel, because it's quick and easy, and the majority of drinks, if you walk into a shop, will be all kind of fizzy,
Oh yeah.
but you'll also find pretty much those exact same drinks all in diet now as well, which is a thing which has been growing definitely. Because,
Why'd you cough?
Yeah, but I think the kind of the diet appeal, I can see why some people would kind of see like a kind of good alternative in that, because it tastes similar to the original drink and they might think that it's got some sort of benefits, which, it might not be as bad for you as the regular full kind of, full sugar ones, but it's still kind of there. But like another advert, just going on to adverts again, the Gardener advert. So the Gardener advert, that was in 2013, so it still wasn't too long ago, like 10 years now, but it was still like extremely kind of objectifying
Oh yeah.
of the man.
And it all ties down to the same the theory that sex sells, because it really does.
Yeah, and so this kind of also proves the target audience, because the women in this ad, who, like you said, were before, you know, ogling over the man, the women shown in these adverts were all of similar kind of body shape, body build, you know, they're all kind of slim, fit ladies, you know. And, like, they were all within, you know, 20 to 30 odd, around that kind of age. So I think that, like, they're kind of projecting what their target audience is, and what they're, because they know their target audience. They know what their target audience looks like. You know, it's not to say that's what everyone looks like, but that's kind of, you know,
what they're trying to imply.
That gives you a rough idea of what their kind of audience is or was, because I feel like it's became a lot more wide,
diverse. Now. Because, well, as I say, you know that advert, the newer one, what is it called? Just Because? It's very diverse in the sense we've got all sorts of all sorts of races in there. We've got all sorts of genders in there. You know, there's no, like, how can I say, no kind of, like, demographic to what can actually be in this advert. It's all different, which is good for the brand itself, and also just good for positivity in itself, and for the brand, it's going to do well. But
I think it adds to the brand value itself though as well, which can also help sell it, because, like, if there's a company that you know has done some proper, you know, some shady
some
things,
dodgy stuff,
you might be less inclined to buy from them, sort of thing. Whereas if a company's got a really good reputation, you know, Coke's probably had quite a few bumps down the road, but, you know, nowadays, if they're projecting that is their brand and that is what they are kind of, I guess, about, then, you know, that's quite a, it's quite a pulling factor, because, you know, it attracts so many different types of people.
We also did some research on Diet Coke, and, what we found out is an artificial with artificial sweeteners, including this one called aspartame. I think that's how you say it, aspartame or something like that. It isn't that good for the body, but it's better than drinking the full fat one. But I think personally, if I'm gonna drink a Coke, I'll just get the full fat one, because I don't really see the point in getting a diet one. But that's just me. But,
yeah, I mean, I think. The Diet Coke, like, it's extremely similar to normal Coke, just substituted with other things, but it still sells.
It's still sugar at the end of the day as well, but what I've got here is, like, it's saying it can still, like, raise or increase your blood sugar levels, and diabetes can also contribute to your heart problem, which can occur from drinking too much, but I doubt people drink more than that, one every 2 days, something like that.
Well, another kind of point I've got is, because I mentioned before how it's kind of targeted towards everyone now. It's not just specifically targeted towards women.
More so now, yeah.
However, you know, the kind of the majority of the consumers, it's around 65, this was in 2016, but in 2016, 65%, around 65% anyway, of the consumers of Diet Coke were women. And they were typically young women who were married and had no children. Yeah. That was kind of the main kind of buyer of that kind of product. And I imagine it's still kind of similar. However, like, I think times since then, you know, it's not that long ago, but things have still changed quite a bit, so I can imagine that figure's probably gotten quite lower now, you know, and it's kind of balanced out a little bit more.
Well, if you think about it, Coca-Cola's coming up to, Diet Coke's coming up to what now, 40 years of being a thing?
Yeah, it's been around,
For a good minute, so, yeah, that's just a quick, brief thing. So, if you think about it, a company like that, obviously Coke's been around a lot longer than that, but Diet Coke itself being around since what year is it? 1980s?
Yeah, around then.
The 80s, yeah. Thinking about how that could have changed up the game for a lot of people. So let's say, like, athletes could finally enjoy it because they don't want to drink the full fat one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think when it it definitely has its benefits, but now kind of knowing more about it, it's still
not great for you.
Yeah, but I think I can see why people would buy it mm-hmm. as an alternative, because, you know, and some people might actually prefer the taste of it in some certain kind of aspects, which, you know,
yeah,
it's all personal preference. But
I mean, for me personally, I'm not really a fan of either. I don't really drink Coke, but yeah, I'm sure for people that do enjoy it, it is like enjoyable.
Yeah, and I mean, so this is another thing. It's why would people choose to have Diet Coke over something, say, like Diet Pepsi? Diet Pepsi and Coke and Pepsi, anyways, regardless, are like two of the biggest kind of competitors wise, you know, in carbonated drinks, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Pepsi, I personally prefer Pepsi. I'd have a Pepsi over a Coke any day. But I think it's the way it's marketed as well.
Yeah. You know, for people that don't like it, there are a lot of substitutes for diet drinks as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of competitors in the whole diet drink.
Yeah, world. Diet drinks wise, I think, but an interesting thing about Pepsi, Diet Pepsi anyways, is their kind of marketing and advertising, from what I've seen, almost kind of was completely opposite to Coke's. Because in my opinion anyway, I feel like they were kind of aiming it towards men. Because so they had a advert on TV with Mike Tyson, and this was, I want to say, 1980, 1990 kind of time.
It was a while ago, yeah.
Around 1990, possibly. And it was basically, like, the narrator was saying something like, what does a 6 foot, 200-pound man made out of iron drink?
Yeah.
And then Mike Tyson continues to say, Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I think, in a way, that's more aiming it towards men, because...
But also the celebrity endorsement, that is really going to just boost the company.
Yeah, I think, although it's a questionable choice having Mike Tyson on around the time of when they did, because he wasn't really, he didn't have the best reputation for being a nice person around the time.
Well,
so
at that time, yeah, a lot of controversy was around him, but that still would have done numbers for the for the
definitely,
itself.
Yeah, and I think it brings in a whole new audience, because it'll bring in a lot of men who, you know, would have been fans of watching his fights, and, you know, they kind of, like, oh, I could be like Mike Tyson if I drink Diet Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
You know, people who aspire and look up to him kind of thing, who would follow anything he did. So, yeah, the celebrity endorsement whole thing, they all, like, authority sort of thing. That I think that's a very good way of selling it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person's bound to have people who, you know...
Or fans.
Yeah, that person's bound to have fans who will, like, look up to them and, you know, try and kind of live like them in a sense.
Or no, if they think they're drinking the same drink as them, they'll be like, they'll be like them, do you know what I mean? So yeah, no, it makes sense.
But yeah, I think the main, I think for a lot of, like, diet, basically the entirety of Diet Coke's kind of existence, you know, their target audience has pretty much always been women.
Yeah.
And their main consumers have also always been women. So, in a way, they've been... Well, I say in a way, they've definitely been very successful with getting that across.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, you know, kind of enticing the people to buy the product itself. But, yeah, it was...
I mean, just the fact that they're, like... As we go back to the celebrity endorsements, it wasn't just Mike Tyson. They've done Michael Jackson. Who else have they done? They've done three Michaels. I remember that.
Mm.
And Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, and I think who else?
That was all Pepsi, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, for a competitive company as well against Diet Coke, it's quite a big celebrity endorsement. Michael Jackson, especially at the time, that would have been insane.
Yeah, I mean, Pepsi also had Pepsi Man, which was quite a big thing around the time, and, you know, you'd go around doing all these different types of things and giving people Pepsi if they were in trouble. He was like a Pepsi superhero,
yeah.
You know, and he was depicted as literally, like, a Pepsi can, but in human form, which was, you know, it could be quite odd, but it worked.
I mean, humour sells as well, but yeah, I think that could have stuck with the kids though as well. Like, that kids could have loved that stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think as well, but like Pepsi did quite a good job in keeping a running theme, because Pepsi Man wasn't just, you know, a one-time thing. They kept that going in advert after advert, and it became a trademark almost, you know. You'd mm-hmm. see that and you'd be like, oh, it's a Pepsi ad. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there'd be certain things about it which you could kind of immediately tell it's a Pepsi ad.
Yeah.
Coke as well. Coke, Diet Coke as well. You know, they have very catchy and kind of noticeable features in their adverts, like the songs they use and stuff like that. They tend to use quite catchy basic songs.
Yeah, there was a song for the Diet Coke one with the gardener. It's like they used it multiple. I've forgotten.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Was it the I can't remember the name now, but I know what you mean. But yeah, I think so. Diet Coke, there's also, you know, there's Coke Zero, which is kind of like another branch off of Diet Coke, and I think Coke Zero was more targeted towards men, because men were seeing and kind of being able to feel that Diet Coke was for women, you know, and they didn't at the time want to drink a woman's drink, you know, that would be absurd.
Yeah,
you know?
For them anyway.
But I think then Coke Zero came in and was kind of more advertised towards men, so... Yeah, but I think now it's more generalised, which is good. But the target audience still kind of remains, you know, the same. I think it'll always kind of be a little bit kind of in the favour of women in a way. Because, you know, that's kind of how it always is with certain things, especially with diet stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a, you know, supposed ideal body type or shape or size
for women and men. Yeah, it's just,
yeah,
well, I think they have the idea that if they drink this and the person that is drinking it in the advert is healthy looking, then yeah, they will look like them, which is obviously going to put them onto drinking more of it, but
it'll do them more harm than good if they're trying to.
Exactly. But
I think that's all the points I've kind of covered most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one.